gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
Yo, 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 welcome back to the greatest show on earth, the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. I am your host, Xavier, and today my great co-host, Dee, she's not in today, but it's going to be, trust me, one of them ones. It's going to be an amazing episode, and today I got a very special guest. I linked up with this brother last summer. We was both at the Better Way Conference with my bro, Jay, and he wrapped up the event. He killed it, shut it down. So I'm like, man, we kept in touch. I'm like, I got to bring you on the pod, and we finally got it done. So here he is today, my guy, Brandon Mefford. Welcome to the show, bro.
Yes, sir. I'm in the building, Brandon Mefford. I'm so happy to be here. Dallas, beautiful city, beautiful people. And Xavier, you're definitely doing your thing, and I appreciate you having me here.
Definitely, man. The feeling is mutual, bro. And before we start, I'd like to advise everyone to please like, subscribe, leave a review and a rating, all those things. We would greatly appreciate it. We're trying to get those ratings up, those views up, those subscribers up. So like I said, we greatly appreciate that. But getting right into the show, bro. So for the people who may not, this may be there, they might have been under a rock. They may not have seen you or heard of you before. Do you mind just giving some background and telling people who you are, what you do?
So my name is Brandon Mefford. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I am first known as a celebrity auto broker, as one of the original founders for PTG 365, which stands for Prices Too Good, which is a automotive brokerage in New York. Known for that, known for selling celebrity cars all over the world, known for the number one show on Snapchat for 2019, 20, and 21. It's called Driven. Over 1 million subscribers, over 30 million viewers. Basically sell cars, get everybody approved, country to country, state to state, city to city, and also a motivational speaker.
Yeah, man. Like I said, you ripped that event down, so I mean, you definitely killed that. But going back, so just for the people, just like to get like a real understanding on where you come from, just knowing this ain't happened overnight. So like, where you from, and like how this all even started for you,
this entrepreneurial journey? Yeah. I'm from Queens, New York, raised in Queens. I'm old. Currently 29 at the time right now. I got into the automotive space when I was 19. As soon as I graduated high school. I was supposed to go to college, but I actually went to college for 6 months, and then I decided that wasn't my thing. So I got into the automotive space and started off as a BDC agent, which stands for Business Development Center. So we just basically make phone calls out to clients, reach out to them to see how they're doing, if they want to come back to the dealership, want to make an appointment. But I was tired of making appointments and having these customers come in and giving it to somebody else. So I told the general manager at the time, like, I want to sell my clients a car. And they gave me the opportunity, got into sales, and I never looked back. Worked as a sales professional for multiple dealerships, then became a sales manager, finance manager, the youngest at the time. I was 21, finance director at 23, was making over $500,000 a year back in 2015. And then from there, elevated, until one day I was working for somebody making about $700,000 in LA, and then he asked me to leave for no apparent reason. And then once he asked me to leave, I realized I was tired of putting my efforts and my talent into somebody else's business for them to drop me at any moment. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to start doing it for myself and bringing it back for the people who believe in me and was going to back me up. And that's when I started my own company, which at the time was PTG 365. And I just recently sold out of the company.
Oh, word.
A couple months ago.
Yeah, word. So got, okay.
News, big, it's actually the first time I'm announcing it.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Nobody knew. It's the first time announcing it on this podcast. So, you know, got bigger and better things that we're moving on forward to. And we're actually going to change the world.
Oh, word. Congrats, bro. That's major. I didn't know that, bro. Uh-huh. That's shout out, bro. That's a bomb dropper for real. And like, what you said, the guy asked you to leave for no reason. Yeah. Like, he just asked you like to leave.
He just came to me and said, we're moving in a different direction. And I'm like, what's wrong? He said, nothing's wrong. You're doing amazing. We're just moving in a different direction. So when I sat at that very moment, I actually got home to my condo I had in downtown, and I moved to LA just for that job. No friends, no family. Just I actually went with one person from New York. So when I came home and I was crying to myself at God at night, like, damn, God, like, I came all the way out here by myself just to work and just to have this opportunity. How come? What's happening? Like, why me?
Right.
And then God told me, don't worry. And at that time, I was probably at my low because I had a bad spending habit. Like, I was at that age where I was just spending a lot of money. Mm-hmm. It was in and it was out fast. Mm-hmm. So I've never forget. I was down to like $10,000, my last $10,000, and I got fired. Well, asked to leave. So I was like, damn, what am I going to do? And that's when I told myself at that moment, I'm never going to have somebody have that power and control over me, you know, because at any given moment, they could just cut the switch. Mm. So that's why I decided that I'm going to do my own thing. I'll make myself my own boss. If anybody's going to cut the switch, it's going to be
you. It's going to be you. No, I like that. And it's funny because you said you had a bad spin habit. But I feel like everybody, especially if you start getting money at like a real early age, it's like a rite of passage, bro. Like you're going to blow.
But the problem, not the problem, actually the great thing, because everything happens for a reason. I never look at it as a loss. I look at it as a lesson. You know, I never lose. I always win or I learn. So at the time, I look at it as it was a lesson because the mentor that I had, he had a spending habit. So you got to do what your mentor does. You know, so I learned from that and it got me to where I am now. You know, thank God I'm still in my 20s. I still learn from it. And now I teach people who come around me, especially the young folks, like, yo, stack your money, save your money. Don't worry about this. Worry about that. Don't worry about somebody else's timeline. Because especially how social media is and it's so big, we try to look at everybody's timeline and try to keep up. No,
try to keep up.
Focus on your timeline. Your time is going to come. You know what I'm trying to say? You might see somebody shining from 20 to 24, and you might try to rush, but you have no idea. God has a plan for you to shine from the age of 35 to 87. You know? Your length is going to be longer than that other person's, but you see that other person shining now, and you're trying to catch up to those little four years, and their run is over. You know, look at the NBA stats. Look at in the hip-hop culture. How many people you see come up, they popping two, three years, and what happened to them? They gone. It's over. And you see longevity from people that stayed consistent. Fabulous, Drake, Meek, you know, stayed consistent over the years and then they actually have a run and they made themselves who they are. Yep. So I always tell people, focus on yourself and focus on your own timeline and have faith in God. God got your back no matter what.
No, that's a bar because that's true. Like people, you will look at everybody else, like what they doing. Like you said, especially when you talk about in our culture, people have runs. It'd be a short run. Somebody have a people be had a one year run.
Right.
You trying to keep up with this person, and you down and out trying to maintain with this person for real. So that's you speaking facts, bro. So let's talk about luxury. How you get into like the luxury vehicle space? Because I was talking to it's funny because I was talking to my brother. I was like, yeah, I'm recording with my guy. He was like, who you having? And I was telling him about you. He was like, damn. He was like, he young, he black. He was like, how you get into that? I'm like, I'm gonna ask him on the show, so make sure you watch. So that's my question. Like, how did you get into like the luxury vehicle space? Because that don't seem like an easy space to break into.
It's definitely not easy, especially starting off. Because now I'm a dealer, but starting off as a broker, like basically what a broker is the middleman, right? The broker is the middleman between the dealership and the consumer. The broker saves the consumer on pricing, saves the consumer on time, and basically gives the consumer options that the dealership's not gonna give you. When you walk into a dealership is going to make you get a car that's in their inventory. They don't want you to shop around a car, look for a car. How many times you go to the dealership and they, hey, we have this car in stock. I want black. No, we have blue. I want black. No, we have blue. You're going to take blue. As a broker, you give people options based on your relationships. So, you know, I started selling out cars in back of a car when I had no office, no nothing. I was selling out of a Honda Accord, a 2017 Honda Accord. I was selling a car out. So I got into the luxury, the Highline vehicles. When in 2000 and going into 2020, I told myself, I want to sell one luxury car a month. Now it's just all I do every day. But I told myself at that time, heading into 2020, about 2 years now, I'm going to sell one luxury car a month. So I told myself that. So I started being around luxury cars, started posting luxury cars, started building content for luxury cars, and started putting myself in that scenery for the luxury people. Mm. I learned something. I learned something about 2 years ago. It said, don't change your value. Change your clientele. You know,
break that down.
Yeah, don't change your value. Change your clientele. So a lot of people, they have so much value and hold so much information. But then when you focus on, when you're just trying to get clients, you're not focused on a certain clientele, you might have to devalue yourself because you're trying to meet a certain client's price point. But why do that? Why shorten yourself and lose value on yourself? Well, you could keep your value and focus on the people who's actually going to pay for that value. You know, look at Poland Spring. You may see Poland Spring at a corner store. It's going to cost a dollar. But if you see Poland Spring at a luxury airport or a luxury restaurant, that Poland Spring water is not a dollar. It's not $3. It didn't change its price point. It changed its location. The location to attract the luxury clients because they're going to pay those $3 compared to that dollar. The water is the same. It's the location is different. So I started getting to those luxury clients, into that scenery, into the nightlife. And I have a big connection with the urban nightlife, especially with like a lot of the entertainers in New York, the bartenders, these stuff like that. I tapped in with them and they got me to the people I need to get to. And then from there, it took off. But it all started with Meek Mill Post.
And Meek Mill Post?
Yeah, Meek Mill Post. So I'm going to tell you about that.
Yeah.
So I never forget this. It was a Lamborghini and this was the end of 2018 when the Lamborghini Urus first came out, right? Meek Mill posted, I'm in New York, who has a Lamborghini Urus? I literally posted a Lamborghini Urus about 5 hours before that. Everybody was hitting me up, tagging me, hitting me up like, yo, B, DM Meek. So I DM Meek, like, hey, I got it. And after 2 minutes later, I'm like, damn, Meek ain't going to see my post. Meek ain't going to see my DM. At the time, I wasn't verified. My followers was probably like 40,000. I'm like, Meek ain't going to see my post. So I look at Meek Mill's following, who he was following, and I realized he was following like 13 different females that I know. So I'm like, wait a minute. Guys, three things bring guys together. Money, cars, or women. Three things bring guys together and three things that could break away relationships between men. Cars, women, and money.
That's a fact.
So I'm like, I DM'd every single girl that he followed that I follow. I'm like, yo, hit Meek up. Because I'm thinking, if Meek sees this DM from 13 different people sending him the same person,
he's going to be like, this the guy.
They all hit him up. Meek hit me up in 3 minutes. Like, yo, I'm in New York. What's up? I paused for a second. I'm like, show my guy. Like, yo, shit, Meek hit me up. So Meek hit me up, DM'd him. We linked up, sold him the car. And then from there, just got into the space and started to change the game.
Then I think the lesson from that is, one is you was extremely resourceful. Because most people that just sent that DM and been like, hopeful that he opened it and read it. But you thinking fast, like, hold on, this might not work. Let me try this strategy. That's quick thinking on your part, which shows, which is why you in the position you in, because you're resourceful.
Correct.
No, that's cold, bro. So from there, that just, he probably was telling other people about you.
Telling other people. I started getting into more of the loops, more entertainment world. Started traveling between New York, LA, and Miami. Because like a triangle. Those three cities are all connected one way or another. At that time. Because now you got Atlanta, you got Texas.
Right.
But at that time, New York, Miami, and LA is all connected. You know, that same circle travels to those three cities a lot in the same network. So I started going out more, branding more. And then from there, it just started a domino effect.
And what do you think is when you're dealing with these luxury vehicles, is sales being a skillful salesman important, or is the car selling itself?
And one thing I'm gonna say is being a skillful sales professional also works, but it's also having that relationship and being truthful, being honest, and being somebody that people could depend on. You know, because sales professionals, they have a stigma, or they're lying to me, trying to tell me what I want to hear.
Right.
Just be real. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I always tell people, you're not going to hear what you want. You're going to hear what's real. I'm not going to tell you what you want. I'm going to tell you what it is. Like, if you're credit bad. You can't get that. If you do want that, you got to give me $100,000. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? I'm not going to waste your time, because I don't have time to waste. And what I used to hate is when you go into a car dealership, you sit there for 8 to 12 hours, all this, like, for what? Just tell me what it is and let me see if we can make it work. We can't make it work. But there's always something for somebody. And that's what I learned. And when I started being very transparent, my sales started going up. My growth started going up and the volume started going up.
Is it easy? Do you feel like it's easy to do now with luxury vehicles?
I mean, it's a sport to me. I love it. I love what I do, so I can't. I want to say it's easy because a lot of people, yo, I want to do what you do. I'm like, all right, cool. You want to get up? You want to travel 7 days a week? You want to be away from your kids? Be away from your girlfriend? Be away from your family? You want to be away from your boyfriend? If you want to do all that, you want to sacrifice all that, come, let's get the show on the road. But if not, it's not for everybody, because you got to consistently be out there. You got to consistently make content. You got to consistently talk to people. You got to consistently make people happy. You got to consistently keep your ego out the way. You got to consistently put your pride down. You got to consistently be positive. Remember, I speak to multiple people every single day. And I enjoy doing this, but sometimes I want to take a break. But it's those days where I want to take a break, where I don't take a break and I keep going. That's what gets me to where I'm at today. Right. If I tell anybody who's in competition with me, shoot, let me tell you one thing now. It's either I'm going to make you boys go to therapy or I'm going to make you quit. That's it. I'm going to make you go to therapy or I'm going to make you quit. So you better join my team now, because ain't no competition with me. I'm just keeping it real.
No, I believe. And for the people that's listening, like, we was kicking it yesterday, and your phone was going off the whole time.
He
answering phone. It's What time was it? What was it, like 9 o'clock?
It was like 9, 10 o'clock. Dallas Central Time. So New York, it was 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
And I got people in LA, so it's constant, man. I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning every morning. I go to sleep by 12 o'clock every day.
Every day.
Every single day. The only times I really don't pick up my phone that much would be Sunday, because that's my day to myself, to the Lord, with my family. Besides that, it's go time.
Mm. So you got children?
Yeah, I got children. I got three. Two girls and a boy.
So what's that like balancing? Because you, like you said, you moving. You hear it, boom, 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 boom. Then you got the family. So what's that like?
It's a lot. I tell you the truth, it's a lot. It's not easy, you know, because you do want to be in your kid's life as much as you can. But there's something that stuck with me when I was younger. When I was younger, both my parents were immigrants. They came to this country. My mom came here when she was 7. My dad came here when he was 21. So growing up, I used to be in a lot of sports and after school activities. So I played out basketball, football, but my parents were never there for me to attend like practice or some games during the week, because not because they didn't want to come, because they were at work. So I told myself when I was younger, when I get older, I always want to be there for my kids. I always want to have that freedom. So that's why I'm putting in so much work now. My kids is 3, 2, 1. Four about to be 3, and then 1 is 1. So they're young. They're very small right now. So I told myself, I'm going to grind right now to put myself in a position that when they're 8, 9, 10, I got that freedom. That, like, daddy's there because daddy can be there. Not daddy's there because he has to work. So I'm putting in that work now because I have a plan. So I tell all my entrepreneurs, especially the ones that have kids, have your plan. Have your 5-year goal, your 10-year goal, your 30-year goal. Start getting trust funds. Start setting everything up now. Do the things that they don't tell us to do, because that's the things that they don't want us to do, because they don't want us to be ahead. They put us in the system because they want us to keep our minds enslaved. We have to get out that system. So you have to make that plan to get out and get out that mentality. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm trying to say? So that's what I'm doing now, and that's what I believe in, and that's what I'm chasing, and that's it. So I have to do or I do. That's it. Do what you do.
Now, that make a lot of sense, just because I know entrepreneurs with families, that's like the biggest struggle, they're finding that balance. Mm-hmm. Especially when you ain't got no blueprint, you know what I'm saying? When you the first generation entrepreneur, business person, you don't know, and then you got a whole family, it's like, damn. Girl might be like, man, you ain't home enough.
That's a fact.
Kids might be like, I ain't seen my dad in a week. What's going on? Mm-hmm. And then you like, damn, do I keep going after this, or do I scale it back a little bit? So that balance part, I feel like for a lot of entrepreneurs, it's probably like the hardest part for real.
100%. But at the same time, you really got to find your why too. Really find your purpose. When you find that why, that's good. That's bigger than motivation. That's bigger than discipline. That's bigger than everything. When you find your real why, and that's going to keep you pushing, and that's going to have you at ease and really have you understanding, why are you doing this? Why am I away from my family? I'm not away from my family because I'm out drinking at night, chilling, BS with everybody. No, I'm away from my family because right now I'm putting my family on, and I'm impacting lives. Because when I'm dead, I'm never dead. My name is still going to be around. Live. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm still going to be around. My legacy is going to still be around. The people I impacted is still going to be around impacting others. When you understand that, man, nothing else matters.
And when you understand that, just for the people that's listening, in a way, you are putting your family first.
Correct.
Because you're working, which leads to being able to provide for them. But I want to talk about relationships for a second. But before I go into that, we're going to go to our sponsor really quick. This episode is also sponsored by The Morning Meetup. One thing all successful people have in common is strong connections. If you're trying to break into the entrepreneurial world, you're looking to network with like-minded individuals, or you're looking to take your business to the next level, currently entrepreneurs from all across the country meet up every morning for a daily meeting from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern to start the day off right. If you want to join this community, there's never been a better time to try it out, because for a limited time only, you can start a 7-day trial for just $1. If you're looking to get started with The Morning Meetup, you can go to www.themorningmeetup.com/$1 trial. And like as always, the link for that is in the description of this podcast episode. Speaking of relationships, yesterday we was at dinner, we was talking about just linking up with people like in the city you in. I could tell how much you value that. So just talking about, I want to ask you, like, for the people that's listening, why is relationships and being intentional about building relationships with people that you might not know, why is that so important?
Relationships is key. That's key. That's actually separate me from other people that's in my work field, because of relationships I have. And especially when you go city to city, you want to establish that relationship. So next time you go, that person can introduce you to somebody else, I believe relationships is up there with having money. Because you have the relationships, you could get into doors that sometimes money can't even get into.
Yeah.
You can't even get into. It's like, for example, going to the Soho House. you go to Soul House, which is a private membership club across the world, you can't pay to get in at the door. Members only. And if that person that's a member has the platinum membership, they could bring three people in. So if you have that relationship, now you just entered into a network that you money, that your money can't even get you in. And you're meeting people that can meet other people, and then your life could change from there. So relationships is super important. Like I said, it's really up there on my list. And that's why I value my relationships. Yeah. I value my name. Like, I go above and beyond. Sometimes I might do a deal. I might lose money here and there just to save my relationship. You know, because that's what we got. Like I said, I'm 29 years old.
Super young.
And like, you know, with the blessing of God, when everyone wants to take me off this earth, I want to make sure my name is good and my relationship across the world is super valuable to me.
And that's funny you said that, speaking of Soho, because I remember a couple years ago I was in L.A. and I tried to go to Soho. And I was telling somebody, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to pay, boo. They was like, bro, what? You ain't finna get in there with no bread.
I'm like, I'm like, the money don't even matter.
Yeah, so I bet my homie, shout out to my homie Don, he was plugged in. So he was like, yeah, I got you. I'm like, I ain't even have to pay nothing. Uh-huh. I'm trying to pay bread to get in. I can't even get in. I get in without paying.
So, like you said,
relationships is everything. You need that to move. Period.
100%.
That's hard to, like, you could have plenty of bread, plenty of knowledge, but you don't know the right people.
You can't get in. I was moving around with relationships before I really got to where I got to right now. It was straight relationships. Relationships and then following with relationships is standing on your word, actually doing what you say you're going to do. Mm-hmm. Because if you introduce me to somebody, you tell that somebody, yo, he's this, 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 and that. If I don't live up to what you said I was going to do, then I make you look bad, then I make myself look bad. And that person, you're not going to introduce me to the next person no more, because the first person you introduced me to, I made you look like a fool.
Mm.
So relationships as well, but it's also standing on your ground, backing it up.
Mm. Let me ask you this. Is it less issues dealing with a clientele that's more high net worth?
It's very different. It's very different. And it's so funny because I seen a post a couple months ago. I actually saved it. It showed you a wire transaction from a $50,000 client and a $500 client. No. And the $500 client said, hey, this is my last $500. I hope this works. If it doesn't work, I'm going to keep calling you. I need your help. Blah, blah, blah. The $50,000 client said, yo, wire sent. And it's crazy because I had one of my, not even a client, which is like a really good friend and also another mentor of mine, Tay Sweat. Shout out to Tay Sweat, big in the stock brokerage game. He wanted a Lamborghini Aventador and he wanted a Maybach. He wanted the Lamborghini for Miami, SVJ, which is the most expensive everyday car right now for Lamborghini, and a Maybach truck, which is very limited, don't make any more for Puerto Rico. And he met me through Instagram. And without even us having a phone conversation, even FaceTime, he wired me $1 million. Wired me $1 million. I want this, I want that. Here's the money. Check your account in 10 minutes. Boom. I'm like, I didn't even have the car. I didn't even have, but when he sent that money, damn sure I'm going to get that car. And make sure I have it. But it showed you the difference of the clientele. And I love everybody. And, you know, right. I built my client base on the everyday working class people. So that's what we started from. That's what we still have now. Like, I've specialized in the luxury high-end cars, but my company and the people that work with me, all the sales professionals, they sell everything from the Honda Accords to the Toyota Camrys, to the Nissan Altimas, to the BMWs, okay, to the Benz. We sell everything. So I value everybody. But there's a big difference, though. It's a big, big difference. Big difference in clientele and how they act, how they speak.
How they spend.
The time, you know, trust. They know what they want. They coming correct.
No, that's a fact. And I can definitely vouch for that, because that's why I tell people with podcasting, we don't really go out to like, I don't want to sound like a diss, you know what I'm saying? Because people take things the wrong way, but we don't really go out to like small business no more, because these corporations got the check. And when I hit them with a number, they be like, here we go. Like you just said, right away, here you go. So sign the contract, uh-huh. Let's do it. Ain't 100%. No questions asked. So it was like, damn.
But you have to build your way.
I had to build. Facts.
See, you can't just jump up there. A lot of people, and the problem is, and I was just telling my videographer this, shout out to SFL, Steven. I was telling him this in the car. Like, people always see you at your highest level. You know, they see the top of the mountain. They don't see at the bottom mountain. They don't see the work, the pain that you've been putting in for years, the struggles, the sleepless nights.
That's a fact.
You up all night, you not even eating because you're focusing and practicing on your profession so much, and you're practicing on your craft, and you're grinding, and you're grinding, and you're grinding. They don't see that. They just see me at the top. Like, yo, I want to do that. I want to do that. And that's when they start and they try to hop in your field. They hop in your field for 2-3 months and they quit. It's not that easy, but 100%, it is going to reward you if you put that work in. And the problem with most human beings is that we don't want to put that work in.
We don't.
When you go to the gym, you feel a little pain. What happened? You stop going.
Yep.
You stop going. You got to break that governor that's in your brain. David Goggins said it the best. He's like, the average human being uses about 40% of our brain.
Mm-hmm.
Our brain, we have governors on our brain. Same thing as you have a governor on your car. Your car, the speedometer says 131, but the fastest your car is going to go to 91. You got to break that governor. Just like human beings, like, we want to do this, but our mind is only going to let us do one thing. You have to pass that through your mind and continue to go. Continue to go until you drop, till you bleed, literally, until you fall, because we can keep going. Our mind is so powerful. Our mind controls our body. Our mind controls everything.
This
sometimes in life, when you want to do something, you see it visually before you physically walk in there.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? You've seen yourself having this, being at the yep. next lane. You have to see it, and then you can walk into it.
So you kind of layer right to what I was going to say. So what's the how you get to that point where you break down those mental barriers?
Honestly, it's really sitting down to yourself and understanding your why. And I keep telling people about this. You really got to sit down to yourself and understand your why and understand what's important in your life. Right. And when I say what's important, really sit down and say, are these things and people who I surround myself and what I'm doing are going to align me to where I want to go? And if not, remove it. I removed, tell you the truth, long friends that I had since I was 6 years old. You know what I'm trying to say? I didn't just straight cut them off. I just stopped hanging around them a lot. You see me here and there, bye, happy birthday, yeah, whatever, congratulations or happy new year. We cool, but we don't have the same vision anymore. And you have to understand that. It's so funny because you may meet somebody for 2 weeks and you and him become partners. And it's right. Like, what the hell? And you may know somebody for 20 years and y'all don't break no bread together.
Right.
It's because you met that person at that time where he's at that time and you guys are aligning with each other because you have the same vision. So I'll tell people, if you're really hungry and you really want to get everything you want to get, you're going to have to remove yourself from situations. You're going to have to remove yourself from relationships, remove yourself from friendships. If they're not going to help you get to where you need to get to and put yourself in that environment and put yourself around those people, that's going to help you reach your goal. If not, remove it.
Remove it. And don't be scared to do it either.
Don't be scared. Don't be like, yo, she's going to cry. Yes, it is what it is.
Hey, we talking about Kobe. And mama
yeah.
mentality.
Yeah.
It's a certain mentality you're going to have. If you're trying to win in life, it's a certain mentality you can't, ain't no way around it. It's mm-hmm. a certain mentality you have to have to win, because it's going to be instances where you got to do things that you necessarily don't want to do.
Yes.
But you got to do
it.
You got to do it. For real. Because I'm thinking everybody that's winning, they've been to a point where they probably been around somebody that you know. We can't kick it like that no more.
Yeah.
You're on two different paths, and you got to make a hard decision. Like, man, this might be my man since we was, like you said, 6 years old. But I can't F with you like that no more, dog.
That's true.
We on two different things.
100%. You seeing things that he's doing, you're like, man, I don't want to do that. Like, right now, I see people in the same clubs and same lounge, same
yeah.
clubs I was at when I was 19, 10 years ago. I don't want to do that. Yo, I don't want to kick it. I don't want to kick it with you. I don't want to hang out with you. We cool. You must say you can follow me on Instagram. I see you high and by, but I'm not there no more. And people are like, yeah, you changed. Damn right I changed.
Right.
You're supposed to change. You're not supposed to remain the same person
as
you was 10 years ago. Life is all about elevation.
Yep.
You're not supposed to stay at the same spot. You're not supposed to live at the same place. You're supposed to elevate. Like, people may say, like, for example, right? I speak to bank reps every day, and bank reps look at people's credit report and see their addresses on how stable they are living at one address. Because if they want to repo a car, they know where this guy's at. So the other day, a rep told me, wow, this person been moves every year. And I said, you got to understand this person, but he's an entrepreneur. He elevates every year. So if you're making $100,000 a year and you're living in a $3,000 apartment, but now the next year you're making $600,000, you're going to elevate your apartment.
Yep.
You're going to get to a $7,000 apartment. You make now $2.3 million. You're going to live in a $15,000 apartment. You're going to elevate. Life is all about elevation. Think about it. Why do you think people lease cars? To elevate, to get new cars
get
every 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So think about people going to do it with houses, people going to do it with watches, people going to do it with clothes. With everything, it's elevation. It's always growing. Don't be scared to elevate and think you got to be in a mindset, no, I got to stay here and be here forever. No, you're supposed to elevate. You're going to have new friends. You're going to have new cars. You're going to meet new people. If you want to grow in life, you got to go in life.
That's a bar. And this not, that's the bar for real. People, I think people got to understand, this ain't the 60s or 70s no more. People ain't staying in one location, one job forever. The office is really this right here.
Correct.
This the office, the cell phone.
The cell phone.
As long as you got this, you go anywhere in the world and make money. You know what I'm saying? Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
If you make them, especially making money online.
Oh, yeah. Media,
come on now. Mm-hmm. You could be in Thailand. You could be any place in the fucking world and make a shit ton of money as long as you got your cell phone. So you don't got to be planted like you a damn tree somewhere forever. You can move around for real.
100%.
No, for real.
And that's what I love about, especially this era, is like, you just need your phone. That's why I hate I hate excuses. I don't believe in excuses. Oh, this, that, forget it. That's how I know somebody is real and is actually going to be on my team, when they don't make excuses. When they own up to responsibilities and they hold themselves accountable. Hold yourself accountable, bro. Excuse my language, but shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear no excuses. That shit is for the weak. And the weak is not going to be around me. It is what it is. I'll cut you off fast in a heartbeat, shake your hand, keep it moving. Because I'm going to align myself with people who think just like me and is going to go in similar paths and similar situations with me.
Because you know where you're trying to go. And you know if you have weak people around that, your competition, they going to get there before you. 100%. They going to beat you there. So you got to have a strong team.
And I'm talking about from everybody on my team. I'm talking about from my barber to my daily driver, to my photographer, videographer, to my assistant, my sales professionals, every single person to either, if it's whether I'm dealing with a certain type of female, it's like, yo, if you don't have that mentality, I really don't want you around me, because everything counts. Remember, you put in that energy around you.
No.
People don't understand how powerful energy is. It's super powerful. Think about it. When you go home, try this out. Get a basket and put 5 fresh apples, and then put 1 rotten apple in that basket and watch how that whole basket turns rotten.
That's a fact.
That's law.
No,
watch how that basket turns rotten. That one person can rotten everything. I'm sorry. Bye. It's over. I don't care if I paid you in advance. Keep the money, because I ain't lose that money. I paid that money for you to get out of my life.
You talking crazy.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
But with that being said, what's the, in your opinion, from experiencing a lot, what you think is the number one downfall of entrepreneurs? Like, what do you think is the biggest mistake they make? It could be business-related friendships. It could be women or men, whatever.
I think now the biggest mistake the entrepreneurs have is... first of all, quitting early. A lot of people start something, they quit. Start and quit, start and quit, start and quit. I recommend this book to everybody. It's called The Compound Effect.
I got
it. And
joint.
It shows you,
crazy, yeah.
Literally, over time, that's when things happen.
Yep.
That's when success happens, over time.
Over time. And good decisions.
And there's pros and cons with the internet. I love the internet. It's an amazing thing. I make millions of dollars off the internet. But one of the cons about the internet is that everybody sees people's highlight of their life. They don't see the lows, you know, and that's why I'm actually hiring right now a second videographer to record me and my team while we're doing everything, because people see the highlights, they see this is that, oh, so easy, but they don't see the behind the scenes everything. So I always tell people, the hardest thing with entrepreneurs is quitting early. Do not quit early, because you're going to fail, and you have to be ready to fail. And when you fail, like I said, you're learning, and when you continue to learn, you don't make the same mistakes again, and you get better, and you get better, and you get better. Not only that you continue to get better, but you continue to build that confidence. And with confidence, we're known that when we're confident, we can do anything in the world we put our mind to.
Anything. But I'm going to play devil's advocate real quick. This is just a question, by the way. So, but is there ever a time to let something go or quit?
Is there ever a time to let something go
if it's something,
quit?
Let's say somebody doing something. No progress for years or something. You know what I'm saying? What's the percentage? Like 90% of businesses fail within the first five years. So like, let's say somebody doing something for 10 years, no progress. Is it time for them to be like, this ain't it. Let me pivot, make a pivot real quick.
It depends if they really exhausted all their options. Did you try to get a partner? Did you pay for mentorship? Did you put yourself in courses? Did you put yourself in seminars? What books have you read? Did you take this person out your life? That's why I say you have to really sit back. See, what I do is very important. I meditate every day. You know what I'm trying to say? I meditate and about almost 3 times a day. Like, a lot of people may be seeing me and I'm sitting down and my eyes is closed. Like, are you sleeping? I'd be like, nah, I'm manifesting. because I'm really visualizing everything and I'm trying to understand my subconscious mind and it's talking to me.
Yeah, yeah.
To really try to understand, Brandon, what's good for you. So it's healthy. So when I say that, did you really exhaust every option? And I don't think that person did. Or you really can't exhaust every option.
And lose.
You can't. There's no way. There's no way you could do something for so long and you have to change your model. Change something. There's something that you're doing that's not working. And that's why I always look up to successful people. I'm a big reader. I'm a big person on audio, like I listen to audios of motivation and stuff like that. I don't believe there's no quitting, man. I'm sorry. There's no quitting. No. Once you do something, like I said, you do what you do. Like, that's why I love Nike. Just do it. Shut the fuck up. Just do it. Anybody, I don't like, yo, Brandon, when they tell me, I tried, they be like, anybody could try. Literally, I could get somebody off the street, yo, shoot this basketball. I tried. All right, did it. Anybody could try. You don't need a brain to try. You can just try.
Just try.
But do it. Actually do it. Challenge yourself to do it. Think outside the box and do it. And when you do that, you are going to become stronger. You are going to make yourself better. You are going to impact lives. You're going to change that little kid that's looking up to you that believe that something could have been done, that same kid from his neighborhood did it. So now it's proof.
It's proof
you could do it. Mm. You may think, $1 million a month is impossible until I started meeting people that make $1 million a month.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, as people think $1 million. I remember my mother used to tell me, yo, we're going to graduate, do this, do that, make $70,000, $60,000, $80,000 a year. And let me tell you something. There's nothing wrong. I don't take nothing from nobody. But there's levels to this and there's levels to life. You know what I'm trying to say? If you want it, go get it. If you don't want it, then sit back, take a seat, and enjoy the show.
Mm. No, facts. But that's why exposure is so important too, because mm-hmm. you might think like this could be a peak, and then you meet somebody and what you thought was a peak is they low.
100%.
And then you like, damn,
I'm
exposed to something different. Uh-huh. Now, like, hold on, let me open up my mind a little bit more to see what's really out here.
You are super correct, and I want to say something about that. I'm glad you mentioned exposure. I realize there's two different types of people in life. There's that person that is getting it and keeps themselves around people that's not getting as much as they're getting and getting lower because they like to feel like they're the man. You know, they like to feel like they're the man because, I'm making $100,000 a month. I'm going to chill with people that's only making $20 a month. Sure. I'm the man. They need me to look up to me. No, if you're making $100,000 a month, it's time to change your circle. You got to chill with people now who's making $1 million a month.
Mm-hmm.
When you start making $1 million a month, you got to start hanging out with people making $5 million a month. You got to keep elevating yourself and elevating your circle. And once you do that, you're going to understand there's more ways to making money in life and there's more ways to impacting people in the world. And that's what the key is, honestly.
I keep saying it because it's not really about money. It's not about money anymore.
You ask people with the most money. It's not about money anymore. It's not about money. It's about really impacting and changing. And once I started really focusing on that,
that's when you start making money.
I think really everything in my life started to change. So more things started to come to me than me trying to go out to it. The only thing I chase is impact. What am I going to impact? How am I going to impact it? And why I'm going to impact it? And that's why I do a lot of studying. You know, like I don't drink anymore. So I don't know if you've seen last night, I had straight water.
I don't drink anymore.
I read every morning. I study every morning. I pray every day. I put myself around people who's like-minded, who is getting it a little bit more than me. Might have a little bit more money-wise, but one thing that you're not going to have over me is that work ethic. I'm going to outdog you. And I say that all the time. Whether I'm in the gym, the lab, I'm going to outdog you. I'm telling you
I believe
you. There's no way you're going to keep up to me.
I believe you, dog. Like I said, I seen you working. You was working last night, man. Phone going off. You still on the work. I could tell.
Still on.
Yeah. I could definitely tell. And speaking of impact, like, it's so dope because, like, you keep mentioning it because I think the thing with impact is just about giving.
Correct.
And in order to receive anything, you got to give something first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like a natural.
But give to give. Don't give to look
exactly.
for a receive. That's what people think, I'm going to give here because I want to receive this. I want to give one. Nah, just give. Just give out of your kind heart. Just give because eventually one day it's going to come back 10 times.
No, facts.
I believe in that. It's going to come back 10 times. It happens all the time. Like, people are like, how you so good in situations? Nothing ever bad. I'm like, no, I feed so much kindliness and goodness to the world that it's going to come back to me. I show everybody respect. I'm sure everybody love. I'm not here to hate on you or knock you. I'm here to help you out. You know what I'm saying? If I can help you anyway, I'm going to help you, bro. That's just how I am. I'm going to help you.
No, facts. No, I could definitely see that. You spoke on like team and building a team. So like, I feel like that's super extremely important right now. It's like, especially for entrepreneurs. So just talk about like how do you build a team right now? Like, what do you look for when you're looking for people to work with and all that stuff?
I don't look for really experience like in the sales field, I look for people who have that hunger, that have that hunger. Like, you know, I look for that people that's living in their pop's basement right now, living in their mom's basement. I look for people who's sharing an apartment with somebody. I look for people who is driving that old beat up car and they have that vision and they want to get there. They just need that extra push. They need to be around that environment. Because one thing you can't teach people is that dog. And I realize that. And I've been through, I done probably ran through about 100 and something people in the past a couple years of hiring. Yeah, because not everybody has that dog, you know? Not everybody, and I realize that you can't teach people that dog. They got to really want it. You got to want it. That's why I say, I don't care what position you in. If you got that dog, let's go. Contact me, Brandon Medford _ Instagram. Contact my assistant, Sarah Kabir, 917-617-2535. This is for real. You got that dog in you. Let's get together and let's make something happen, because you can't change that and you can't put that in somebody. They have to have it and they have to realize it and they have to want it.
Are people born with it, or is it something that's like...
I mean, some people are born with it, but some people can get it over time. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, you can't teach it. Something you can't teach. You can't teach somebody to have that dog in it. You can't teach them that. They have to get it. Everybody has it, but it's about unlocking
it. It's unlocking it.
Yeah. It has to be unlocked. There got to be something that unlocks it.
Damn. So what, did you feel like something unlocked it for you, or you feel like you always had it?
Honestly, I've always been like this.
Because I was about to say, I feel like you've always been like this.
I've always been like, nah, I'm not doing this. I've been doing that. Like, yo, you know, it's so crazy that coming to Dallas, the basketball coach from my high school DM'd me. He was like, we're looking for somebody to speak this month. Because it's Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love for you to come back to your high school and speak.
That's dope.
And I was like, you know, that's so amazing, because I remember my principal in junior year was telling me I ain't going to be shit.
Man.
I was always in trouble. I was in and out of class. I was hanging with the girls and all that stuff like that now. You know what I'm trying to say? And then what my principal making a year, I do folds in a month. So it's just amazing how I'm going to come back. And I ain't mean to shit on anybody, but it's just amazing how when somebody tells you something, man, it don't matter what they tell you. I don't care if your parents are telling you this. I don't care if it's your teacher. I don't care if it's a person you love. If somebody doubt you and tell you're not going to be something, man, you don't listen to them. You do what you want to do, and you make yourself the best at it. I don't care what it is. Just make yourself the best at it.
Did you always feel like, or did you always know you would be successful?
Yeah. Always. I always believed in it. Well, just know that I want to impact the world. You know, it's crazy. Like, I wanted to be a basketball player. This, that. When I was younger, I just wanted to impact the world. And I'm finding out my purpose and my why. And then I realized it's different than being a basketball player, but I'm going to have an impact on millions of people's lives. And that's what I want, impact a million lives.
The reason I asked, because I always felt that way too. And I was a terrible student. And I didn't even have no proof, no evidence that I would be something like. But I always just felt like.
You just felt it.
I just felt like.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Just like, I know I'm going to be something. Even like you said, my principal ain't never tell me I wasn't going to be shit, but I had teachers that definitely told me that.
I
remember I had a teacher, she told me, she was like, you're going to be working at McDonald's. She said, that's what I'm going to be doing for my career. I remember she told me that. So I was like, all right, we're going to see.
Now you got to put on it. Now she got to get an invitation to come on this podcast.
What? Got to get an invitation to listen to all that. I'm talking shit. But I want to ask you this, though. For the person that's watching this, that's listening to this, that's probably don't see you, like you said, you only 29. I didn't even know you was that young, bro. But like, for the person that's listening to this, they like, man, I'm at age 25. Like, I feel like my life ain't progressing. You know, everybody gets to, you know, like 25, one of those ages, 25, 26, you feel like your life should be plus set already.
Correct.
But when it's not happening, a lot of people, especially this generation, they get down on themselves. They get depressed, all those things. So what's your message to that person that could be watching this, listening to this, that feel like their life should be all the way put together, but it's not? It's probably nowhere near where they want it. What's your message to them?
It's never too late. It is never too late. And use every 24 hours as if it was your last. Use every 24 hours as if it was your last day on earth. How would you want to be remembered? You want to be remembered for somebody sleeping all day and waking up at 8 o'clock at night and only having 4 hours to live or do this? No. Live every 24 hours as if it was your last. And that's what I do. I give it my all every single day, because at the end of the day, nothing promised.
No, we don't know.
We would love to be here six months from now. We would love to be here 5 years from now. We can plan for that, but it ain't promised. So you got to go out and give it all every single day. No days off. There's no days off. Give it your every single day. I don't care what you're doing. If you want to be a basketball player, whether if you want to be entertainer, if you want to be an actor, if you want to be an astronaut, if you want to be a scientist, videographer, photographer, give it your all every single day. Give it your all. Don't leave nothing on the table because tomorrow's not promised.
Because that's the only thing you can control is your effort.
Your effort. That's it.
That's the only thing you can control.
That's it. And people know when you're slacking or not. Trust me. People are watching. Whether I don't care how much followers you got, somebody is watching. Motherfuckers know when you slacking and when you on your shit. When you on your shit. People hit me like, yo, B, you on your shit. I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm on my shit. I ain't gonna stop. I'm gonna keep turning up. And the best investment is your self-investment. That is the best investment on the world. That's the most money I spend is on myself.
Education.
I spend the most money on myself. On everything, it's on myself. On myself. Whether if I'm gonna fly here to learn this, whether if I'm gonna pay this person to do this to me, whether if I'm gonna buy this book, whether if I'm gonna go to this seminar, whether I'm gonna hire this wellness coach, is the best thing on myself. On myself. Every single day, mind, body, and soul. It's the most money I spend. So myself. Look at LeBron James. LeBron James spends $1.7 million a year on his body.
You know why?
He's the asset. $1 million ain't nothing. You're supposed to spend that a year. But somebody like him who's in that position, you gotta spend that amount of money. So people like us, we gotta eat good, we gotta sleep good, we gotta read good, and we also have to control our environment. I mean, that's very important. It's not just about the food, it's about the diet of what you're intaking into your brain. That's very important. That intake, that brain intake is everything. People understand.
That might be more important than the food.
Yeah, you could look at somebody, just think about it. You look at somebody at their body, whatever, you could tell if they eat bad or eat clean. You can tell. It's automatic. I don't got to say nothing. You can tell. And the same thing with a person who's very educated. You could tell, like, whoa, this person's very educated. He put in that work to learn all this. Because his intake is very important. So don't blame, yo, why am I in this position? Why am I in this predicament? Start taking fucking accountability and blame on yourself. Stop blaming everybody else around you and tell yourself, I'm in this position because I fucked up, because I did this, because I chose this. All right, yes, that got you to this situation. You know how you're going to get out? Start making the other decision, the total opposite. And I promise it, after a couple of years, couple months, couple of days, you're going to get out that situation and you're going to make yourself a better man or a better woman.
That's a fact. Because there's so much power in accountability. That's 100%. Where the power is, for real.
100%.
As soon as you start blaming others, they got control over the situation.
Yep.
You going to wait on them to change to fix your shit? Pretty much. That's what 100%. You're doing when you're pointing the finger at them. So, no.
Blame yourself, man.
Hey, you talking that talk, man. I love to see it. I'm going to pop your shit for you. Because, we was talking yesterday. I know you said he said he live in New York and Miami.
Yes.
Only 29. He said yes. Doing it up, bro. I'm just saying I love to see it, bro. But it goes to show, like, having conversations with you, I can see why. Within the conversation, like podcasting, I talk to them, they're air about all kinds of shit. Within one conversation with somebody, I learned so much. I know why they in the position they in, whether it's good or bad. From one conversation, I'm going to know, like, this is why you at where you at, good or bad.
Yeah.
Just because I could see where you at mentally. Like,
right.
And I could, from a conversation with you, I could see you on your shit. You going to keep winning, bro. For real. But before you wrap up, bro, I just want to say, because I know you got a flight to catch. I want to say, man, I really appreciate you taking the time to come out and come on the show, bro. We don't take that for granted. I really, really, truly appreciate that, for real.
I appreciate you having me here.
Yeah, for sure, man. And my one last question before you plug in all your stuff is, so, for the people that's watching this, if you got one thing that you could say, whether it's motivational, inspirational, informational, or even entertaining, whatever you want to say, one message, what would that be?
Motivation gets you going. Discipline keeps you growing. Motivation gets you going. Discipline keeps you growing. And I'm gonna tell you something right now about discipline. Woo, boy, that discipline is a hard and a bad motherfucker. I'll tell you right now, because I'm one of the people. You know, in my past, I turn up. I have fun. Crazy nights, did this, did that. But when I really want to get to where I want to get to, and I'm not even there yet, but I added discipline into my lifestyle, and it started giving me everything that I want. So discipline. Get that discipline. Learn when to say no. And it's okay to say no.
It is.
You're not missing out. Trust me. You ain't missing out. Because when you put yourself in that position, instead of looking and searching, you can create those opportunities. You don't got to look and search no more. Now you creating them. Now you controlling the moment instead of chasing the moment.
Hey, don't let that go over your head.
You know what I'm saying? Now you controlling the moment. You know, we going to this party, No. I'm throwing the party. You know what I'm trying to say? It's a little different when you're able to do that. And that's putting yourself in that position. That's why I keep telling people, put yourself in that position. That's why I can't wait to we do this in 5 years from now. We're doing this on the
what? Bigger, it's even bigger.
You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Like, yo, blah, blah, blah. Because telling you right now, don't forget the name, Brandon Medford. I told you first.
Hey, man, you can't end off better than that. But before I let you go, man, plug in all your stuff where people can find you, follow you, everything.
Yeah, Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, underscore, that's Instagram, Brandon Medford, YouTube, Snapchat, Brandon Medford. Here you go.
There you go, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all follow him and tap in. Y'all can follow me on all platforms at Xavier C. Miller and my co-host D, who isn't here today. You can follow Deanna Kent on all platforms as well. And that's all we have for you guys on this episode of Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. See you guys next episode. Peace.
You gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. Know Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need Bill. Bill Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With Bill, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using Bill to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.